The American Cancer Society is now joining other cancer experts in recommending that women have fewer mammograms and start later. In new guidelines released today, the American Cancer Society strongly recommends that women start having annual mammograms at 45 instead of 40, and then only every other year after 55. These are guidelines that are closer to those from the federal government task force. Also, the Cancer Society is no longer recommending that doctors perform those manual breast exams. That's a shock. So let's bring in Dr. Teresa Beavers, Medical Director for MD Anderson Cancer Center's Cancer Prevention Center in Houston. She's also chair of a national panel that looks at guidelines. And Dr. Beavers, and we're told we can call you Terry. So Terry, start with those manual exams. That started a lot of conversation. How is that possible that the manual breast exams aren't recommended?
Well, that is a very dramatic change from their previous recommendation and the recommendation of NCCN and MD Anderson. There's no new data that really supports making such a dramatic change. The recommendation is largely based on the fact that there is not high-level data supporting doing or not doing breast exams. So they have taken the position that without data to support doing it, we should not do it. I think other organizations are taking the stance either that there's no new data, so why change recommendations from what we have been doing, or maybe compromise in the middle and say it may be an optional modality.
Yeah, well, we already know that the Wall Street Journal is reporting that one doctor told them that doing away with that requirement is going to drive doctors wild with anger because they feel they do detect lumps in these exams. So we'll put that aside for a second. But to the mammograms, annual from 45 to 55 for someone with an average risk. But we should note the Cancer Society also says if a woman wants to start early at 40 and go later after 55 annually, they should?
Absolutely. I think a big take-home point from these recommendations is that they have, by publishing these analysis, shown that screening women ages 40 to 69 results in fewer women dying from breast cancer. They also note that annual screening compared to every other year results in a larger mortality reduction. Their concern for women 40 to 44 is that there may be more false positives, so the overall net balance of benefits and harms may not be as clear for every woman. But nonetheless, they do provide the opportunity for a woman to begin annual mammographic screening at age 40.
If they want. Well, just a quick question. Do insurers point to this and say, we're not going to cover them because the research is showing that, you know, they're recommending every other year?
Actually, the ACS endorsed insurance coverage for screening mammograms for a woman beginning at any age and at any screening interval, and not going with the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force A or B recommendations. Yeah. So basically, with that recommendation, they are saying that if a woman wants to start at age 40 and have annual mammograms, as long as she has a 10-year life expectancy, that would be in compliance with the guidelines and should be covered.
Right. So if people will, as they did when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended a woman wait until 50 in that case for their first mammogram, that was very controversial. But people call that rationing. This is not rationing. You can still do what you feel is right for you.
Absolutely. They do give women the option to begin at age 40 and to have annual mammograms as long as they are getting screened and have a 10-year life expectancy. Yeah. They're just saying that some women may not feel that the balance of benefits in the 40 to 44 and over 55 warrants annual or beginning earlier.
Dr. Teresa Beavers of MD Anderson Cancer Center, thank you.
Thank you.